BHH Productions presents KB Cabaret, an original variety show, with your host, Bree Harvey.
Hi, folks. Welcome to KB Cabaret. My name is Bree Harvey, head writer and producer of this show. KB Cabaret is a calabaloo of original skits, songs, poetry, and short stories. What's calabaloo, you ask? Magic, from a child's creative imagination. I was 5 when I coined that word, and it's been around my family ever since. The settings originate from my hometown, Parlor City, and the stories originate from people
Names,
who
characters,
are...
places, and incidents either are products of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously. Any resemblance to actual events or locales or persons, living or dead, is entirely coincidental.
Thank you, Bonnie. That, folks, obviously was my lawyer. Starring my friends, the Parlor City Players, Judy McMahon, Bonnie DeForest, Charles Berman, John Carey, John Montgomery, and myself, Bree Harvey.
Welcome to our town, welcome to Parlor City, where our friends come out to play. When neighbors don't leave, they stay and chat a while. Welcome to our town, to KB Cabaret.
This week on KB Cabaret, our Valentine's Day special, with a selection of love songs and Valentine's Day sketches, plus special guest actor Kate Murray.
Welcome to our town, to KB Cabaret.
Mornings are a special time for me. My rituals are simple. A good cup of coffee, soft classical music, and a little daily feature in our local newspaper called Advice with Granny Ada.
Dear Granny Ada, I am married to the most wonderful woman in the world. She's 24, beautiful, and a great cook. Although we have only been married for 6 months, I know we will grow old and happy together. Everything is almost perfect except for one thing. She's always going out. She says she's going to the mall. She says she's going to the food market. She says she's getting her nails done, but I don't believe her. I know she's going to meet another man. Now, Granny Ada, I don't have proof, but the clues are right in front of me. The form-fitting clothes she wears, that extra special shade of lipstick, the quick purchases she makes just to have an alibi. I asked her to put a tracking app device on her phone. She was actually offended and refused. If that isn't suspicious, I don't know what is. Several times I've left work early or gone in late just so I could follow her. She must know I'm following her because she seems to be covering her tracks. This whole secrecy is driving me out of my mind. Should I hire a detective? Signed, Distressed with Distrust.
Dear Distressed, how delightful. Following your wife and wanting to put a tracking device on her phone. You sure are a peach of a husband. Why don't you just buy her a nice leash while you're at it, lock her in a room, and put bars up on the window? That should set your worried mind at ease. You need serious help, dearie. The problem is not with her, it's with you. You are delusional and paranoid. Loving someone is all about trust. You have to let her lead an independent life. She has done absolutely nothing to warrant such suspicions. I wish she had written me instead. I would have strongly advised her to get out of this marriage toot sweet. She deserves a husband who really does love her as a human being and not just a porcelain figurine in a curio cabinet. Get counseling, or really get what you deserve. A divorce. Thank you for writing, honey, and have a good day. Granny Ada.
Monty, what are you going to do for Valentine's Day?
I don't know, Carrie. Probably the same as last year. Watch TV on the couch with my dog.
That's what I always do, too. But you know, this year I want to do something better.
Better? What could be better than that?
Well, this year I want a real Valentine for Valentine's Day.
You mean like a girl?
Yeah, a girl. A real live girl for Valentine's Day. You know, just like in the movies.
Wow, Carrie. That's a pretty tall order for a guy like you.
Well, that's why I came to you for advice, Monty. You always were a lot smoother with the ladies than me.
Yeah, that's me, Mr. Smooth. So, you got anybody particular in mind?
I was thinking about Mary Jane Galloway.
Mary Jane Galloway? From high school?
Yeah, but there's some good news and bad news about Mary Jane Galloway and me.
Really? What's the good news?
Well, she sent me a valentine.
Wow! Mary Jane Galloway sent you a valentine? That really is good news. What's the bad news?
She sent it back in sixth grade.
Gary, you're a moron.
I know, but I'm thinking with your help, maybe I could ask her out on a date for Valentine's Day.
Well, you came to the right place for help. You know her number?
No.
You know where she lives?
No.
Maybe you could find her on Facebook.
I don't know how to use any of that fancy computer stuff. I'm an old-fashioned kind of guy, you know?
Old-fashioned and old. Hey, I know. How about we ask Miss McCafferty for Mary Jane's number? She keeps track of all that stuff for the school.
No, I'm scared of Miss McCafferty. She might hit me with that yardstick again, just like she did back in high school.
Do you want to spend Valentine's Day with Mary Jane Galloway or not?
Okay, let's go see Miss McCafferty. But I'm not getting too close to her. Whenever it rains, my butt still stings from that yardstick.
Monty and Carrie? I'd recognize those matching flowered shirts anywhere. What do you two worthless weasels want?
Yes, Miss McCafferty. Sorry to bother you, Miss McCafferty. Carrie here has a question for you.
No, Monty, you ask her.
Get on with it, you bums. I'm still as dangerous with that yardstick as I always was.
We're sorry, Miss McCafferty. Do you know Mary Jane Galloway's phone number?
Mary Jane Galloway? Why, she was one of our best students. All-star soccer player and the head cheerleader. What would you goofballs want with an outstanding lady like her?
I wanted to ask her out for Valentine's Day.
You? A two-bit, low-down, useless toad like you? Get out of here before I beat you like yesterday's laundry.
Come on, Miss McCafferty. Carrie's trying to turn over a new leaf. And he's going to start by improving the quality of the company he keeps.
Well, that won't be very hard, considering he's been hanging out with you all these years. Let me check my files for that number. In the meantime, don't touch anything. I just dusted in here.
Yes, Miss McCafferty.
What a couple of boot-licking butt kisses. Okay, here's her number, but don't tell her where you got it.
Yes, Miss McCafferty.
Those two dim-witted mules make me wish I'd joined the circus.
Okay, Carrie, you have the number. Give her a call.
I'm scared, Monty. What should I say?
Just tell her how much you like her. Then go in for that kill.
I hope she doesn't yell at me. Well, here goes.
Hello? Who is this?
Come on, Carrie. Go for it.
Guess who?
What? I don't have time for this. I'm hanging up.
It's me, Carrie, from school.
Who? I don't remember any Carrie.
Yeah, you sent me a valentine in sixth grade, remember?
I sent you a valentine? Your Carrie? The loser who used to hang around with that other loser in the matching flowered shirts?
That's me. Hey, Monty, she remembers us.
Well, what do you want?
Monty, she wants to know what I want.
You know what you want, Carrie. Go in for the kill.
Mary Jane, would you like to go out with me on Valentine's Day?
Are you crazy?
I sure am. Hey, Monty, I think I'm making progress.
Well, the answer is definitely, absolutely, without a doubt, no.
Are you sure? Do you want a minute to think it over?
Goodbye.
But what about the valentine you sent me? I think she hung up. Well, Monty, you're the expert on women. What should I do now?
Maybe she was just having a bad day. Wait a few weeks and ask her out for St. Patrick's Day.
Green beer and me. What woman could resist?
Our first song in KB Cabaret's Valentine's Love Song Melody is by Carol Mykota and was recorded specially for KB Cabaret. Let's listen to The Gift.
Did you plant them there for me? Those giant spruce that line the path out back. How did you know that they would sing such soothing lullabies for me? A parent's love is hard to see until we're grown up too. Oh, I weep to think that you are gone, and yet your trees are here. They touch the moon at 10 o'clock, just needle sticks with roots and years of growth. You planted them when you were young. Could you see how tall they'd be? A parent's love is hard to see until we're grown up too. Trees are here. The waves of wind crash through their boughs. I fall asleep with oceans in my ears. Is there a gift that I can leave to fill my son's ears with my love, to fill my son's ears with my love?
To hear the rest of this show, download our new KB Cabaret app. There you will be able to hear all of our new shows, our archive shows, and find the multitude of recipes that our chef extraordinaire has created just for you. You will find our app on Google Play, iTunes, Amazon, or Burberry. Just search for KB Cabaret. That's KBKABARET. We love having you stop by, and thank you for listening to KB Cabaret.